Hello, and thank you for joining us on our podcast, Your Expert Advantage, a Higher Level of Management Consulting. This podcast is produced by the Canadian Association of Management Consultants, CMC Canada. My name is James Grieve, and I'm a Certified Management Consultant, a CMC, out of British Columbia and a member of Certified Management Consultants of Canada. Our hope with this podcast is to provide management consultants, their clients, and the business community at large with great thought leadership, case studies, and actionable info in a conversational format that you'll be able to take and implement immediately. And part of that, we'll be telling some great stories from those who have earned their Certified Management Consultant designation and to show you the value of CMC, the consulting profession's only international certification recognized in over 40 countries. On today's episode, we have with us Kelly and Pierre Cormier of ClearThink Group. ClearThink Group has provided top quality management consulting expertise to entrepreneurs in Canada since 1992. They have extensive experience in the field of marketing, marketing research, and strategic planning for many industries. They have broad experience in agribusiness, technology, and the tourism sectors. They also bring objectivity to every project. As they work through the process, they bring a trained eye to the situations they and the clients they're working with to help make things clearer and provide a balanced perspective when looking at the issues. Kelly Cormier is a fellow certified management consultant. For over 30 years, Kelly has advised hundreds of business owners, managers, and teams, assisting with opportunities and challenges which occur in their work settings. Her areas of expertise include business strategies and planning, market research and evaluation, feasibility studies, new product and market development, and general in business and coaching and consulting. She has worked with many sectors from agriculture to tourism to technology, including the Alberta Open Farm Days coaching program, the Back to Business coaching program in the rural municipality of Wood Buffalo, towns of Sylvan Lake and Bentley, Alberta, and Community Futures Wild Rose, and the Industrial Research Assistance Program Management Advisory Services through the National Research Council of Canada and Alberta Innovates. Pierre Cormier is also joining us today. Pierre is a certified management consultant. Pierre is a seasoned professional advising business leaders and achieving solid growth for over 22 years. His entrepreneurial zest provides a high level of energy and devotion to all client projects. As a professional consultant and coach, Pierre has mentored hundreds of entrepreneurs in reaching optimal performance and their potential. Pierre's consulting experience in agribusiness, manufacturing, retail, technology, tourism, and professional services sectors bring depth and knowledge to all projects, including the Industrial Research Assistance Program, Management Advisory Services for the National Research Council of Canada and Alberta Innovates. He's also participated and consulted for Alberta Open Farm Days coaching program and the business coaching program of Community Futures Wild Rose in the towns of Sylvan Lake and Bentley. Also to his resume is the Back to Business coaching program for the rural municipality of Wood Buffalo. Pierre's areas of expertise include business strategies and planning, market research and evaluation, feasibility studies, new product and market development, business and sales coaching, and trade missions and matchmaking. Welcome, Kelly and Pierre.
I'm interested in learning more about how you both got started in the consulting profession. Starting with Kelly.
I'm wondering, can I be a consultant? Can I help businesses? Can I have my own company? And can I work from home? That seemed like a big ask. Very interesting. I come from an entrepreneurial background, so these things really kind of got my fire started. But I thought first I needed some industry experience, and I was actually hired by Labatt's. After graduating from university, I moved to Toronto. Worked in the sales and marketing departments there. Then I worked with Maple Leaf Foods in their sales and marketing department in Edmonton, and then Vancouver, and then back again to Edmonton. And the journey back to Edmonton actually re-inspired me to look back on my dream to be a consultant. And I was hired by a consulting firm in Edmonton, who specialized in tourism and hospitality. And this is where I learned the language and many of the tools that are used in the consulting industry. And this company was also a strong advocate for the CMC. So what happened then was the international consulting firm, they closed their offices down in Alberta. And that was the push I really needed to start ClearThink Group, which I started in 1992. When I first started out on my own, I did get some project work from the firm in tourism and hospitality. But I also realized I had to diversify myself and diversified into innovation and technology. And I've worked a lot here with the National Research Council, IRAP, and the Management Advisory Services Program, and also got into agribusiness. So those are three very strong areas that we do work in and play in now. And so looking back on where I was in university and to where I am today, I have to say it's been a very fulfilling and rewarding journey. And it fits with my why.
Fantastic. You know, it's interesting, Kelly, here, and you bring up a really good point, or several good points, is that throughout a journey of a management consultant, I would say that no 2 years are the same, no 2 months are the same, or weeks or days. You have to always be changing and building upon what you've learned and done so far to, you know, embrace new challenges. Is that a fair comment?
Yes, absolutely.
Great. Great. And you can see how you provide great value to your clients there as well. Welcome, Pierre. Love to hear your story as well.
Thanks, James. My university days were a little bit different. I went into business school in University de Moncton in New Brunswick, a French Acadian university out there. And I was going to be an accountant after I wanted to go study business, but I wasn't sure what. And talking to my high school counselor, he looked at obviously my grades and stuff, and he said, "You can be an accountant. You should be an accountant," because I was good in math and sciences and stuff. So okay, so I signed up, and the first year took some accounting courses, of course, and of course there were some other courses to take like marketing. So I really got into the marketing side of things, and I became less interested in accounting, trying to balance the books and things like that. Just didn't seem quite like the challenge that I was looking for. So marketing was filling in blanks. And of course, like Kelly mentioned, that's where we started seeing in our marketing textbooks, case studies. And quite often these case studies were coming from consulting firms. And found that very interesting and how they would solve problems and stuff. So that was the beginning of my interest in consulting, as well as moved away from being an accountant and shifted to a major in marketing. Starting to work, I after school got a job with Maple Leaf Foods in Edmonton, Alberta. Guess what? That's where I met Kelly, and that's where we started our relationship. Moved on to so I was in sales and marketing with those folks. After that gig, started our own small business. Always had we had a entrepreneurial bent in our family, just like in Kelly's. Both grandfathers had mercantile general stores back in the day, in the early 1900s. So it was always a bit of a dream to have my own business. So we started, we had a little retail shop and expanded to two stores, and we sold it after 5 years. We started a family and wanted a new challenge. Took on another role as a HR recruiter, better known as a headhunter for sales and marketing types. So did that for a few years. But then I moved on and joined Kelly's journey and joined her practice. And became a apprentice. So Kelly taught me the jargon, taught me the protocols, the code of conduct as a CMC she was. And after 10 years of that, I became a CMC through the executive stream. So been consulting now for nearly 23 years. It's always exciting. As you mentioned before, there's always new stuff. There's always new challenges, similarities, but differences. So that really satisfies my curiosity side of my brain, always wanting to to solve puzzles and such. So yeah, it's been a great ride so far.
Thank you. That's fantastic. Kelly, you mentioned one thing that really resonated with me. Well, several things, but one thing is your why. And, you know, we've identified now who you are when we talked about your why. So why you enjoy consulting or why, you know, it's brought you to this point. Maybe if you could elaborate on that for a bit, that'd be fantastic.
Yes, I like that question. I do think about this, you know, what is my why? And I think it comes back to, I really want to help people. And that includes help businesses. I think if I had another, you know, if I had to pick another career, I probably would be a doctor of some sort, like a naturopathic doctor, because I want to help people. And this has morphed into helping businesses. And that's, it keeps, I think it's because coming from an entrepreneurial family, just having that drive and just the go-get it attitude, and we can get her done. And it really fuels my fire. It's creative. It's thinking out of the box. It's constantly having to pivot, relearn, become educated on different things. It's never just sitting still. And I think that is what feeds my soul, is just being in that constant curiosity phase, wanting to learn and wanting to help. That's really the bottom line, is wanting to help. And I find with our CMC designation and our code of conduct, that becomes my foundation of my guide in how I can help companies and people to be better in business.
That's fabulous. Pierre, anything you'd like to add there on your why, or, you know, what drives you and what success looks like to you in your career as a consultant?
Yeah, I think being a business owner, running a small business, having employees, we had 15 employees at the max when we had the two shops. You know, it was exciting. It was scary. It was a really crazy journey. I made mistakes, and I learned from those mistakes and became stronger from them. But they were difficult. There were some really high highs, but there were some really low lows during that entrepreneurial journey in that business. So I felt it would be nice to help. I think it'd be important to help business owners to avoid making the mistakes I made. And then through time and working with different business owners in our consulting practice, we were able to bring those experiences, the learnings that our clients experienced, and then we can bring that to the table and bring that to the discussion, so we can help people get unstuck, you know, just to try to make a difference, to help people get to move forward. Because the entrepreneurial journey is so exciting. It's so much fun, but it's not an easy road.
No, absolutely. It's not. Quite often, you know, consultants are either working as solopreneurs or in small boutique firms or internal consultants, or some are working in large consultant firms. As you did, Kelly, with university days with McKinsey and Boston Consulting Group. So it takes all kinds of kinds. There's no one size fits all. But one of the things that you've both identified here is your passion for helping people and uncovering blind spots, so that, you know, you can share your knowledge and expertise so that others may not have, you know, have to experience those, you know, those pitfalls a little bit, so you can help them through that. So I think that's wonderful. Shifting gears a little bit here, Kelly, if you could tell me, well, both of you, but Kelly, ClearThink Group, how that got started. I think it's fabulous. It was a woman founded and owned business and now emerging. So maybe a little background on your firm, and then we'll get into the type of work you do and how you do it.
Right. Well, ClearThink Group, yes, is a woman founded firm. And I guess that's really the brand. Back in the day when I was looking at getting into consulting, a lot of firms were named after people's names, like their last names or whatnot. And I decided I needed to have a different approach, and came upon this name when I was blue sky thinking one day, called ClearThink. And this aligned with my dream going back to my university days about having my own business, helping others, being able to do my own thing. And this this really inspired me to carry on. And as I said at the beginning, I worked for an international consulting firm, you know, and I think if I started saying I wanted to be a consultant right off the bat, I probably would have failed. I think in my experience working for a company that's already in the business, I learned so much from there. I learned about your time is money, how to keep track, what are the tools to use, and that really gave me a sound foundation on starting my own practice. So I have to give credit for the international consulting firm in helping me understand how to run a business, because we are running businesses here. And I guess I could talk a little bit about also what do we do as ClearThink Group? We do tend to work in four areas. We do market research. So with market research, we do a blend of primary and secondary research techniques. And this helps the client with understanding who their target markets are, opportunities, and feasibility. What I find on this market research piece is that we bring different perspectives to the table, which has improved their understanding of the market potential for their product and service ideas. Another area that we specialize in is opportunity identification and assessments. And this is where we're synthesizing and analyzing research that either we have done or the client has provided with us. And that helps identify opportunities and barriers, which of course goes into strategy. The other area is strategy development. And this is where we work with clients to understand their unique position and help them to achieve success now and in the future. And the more recent area that we've been working in is business coaching. And this is where we're working with business owners and entrepreneurs to help them overcome obstacles and build success. And we know about this because of our entrepreneurial background and owning businesses. We understand what businesses are going through. And clients have said to us too, with the coaching, it's helped them to reduce their stress and anxiety moving forward. Sometimes you just don't know what to do.
Kelly, thanks for that. And that's very interesting comments that you provided there about evolving or moving your practice towards coaching, because you can see how coaching and consulting fit hand in glove. So while consulting provides advice, the coaching side of it, you know, you listen to the client and then you can actually guide them through the process so they have a competency framework that they can carry on going forward based on your experience and expertise. Is that a fair comment?
Yes, that's right on, James. It's what we found through the years that we would be working with clients developing strategies to move their business forward. And quite often they'd come back to us struggling to try to execute the plan, whatever that looked like. And so quite at times we would basically, we become their wayfinders, guides, like you said, to help them execute on something new they've never really done before, right? It's about change management. So the coaching is a natural shift. It's sort of the add-on, you know. We really, you know, it's a shame when we do some really good research, good work, provide some value as a consultant, and then nothing happens after that because the entrepreneur is unsure what to do with it, hits a roadblock somewhere and then stalls, right? So we want to help them move forward and keep moving forward with all of this. So it's the natural progression, I think, from as a consultant or consulting projects to actually helping them to guide them along to execute the ideas and the plans that have been developed together between the consultant and the business owner.
Thanks for that. And I appreciate you bringing up the concept in of change management, because as you're well aware, as both being certified management consultants, that's one of the core tenets of the body of knowledge is change management. And another thing you brought up there as well, Pierre, is project management. So, you know, managing the project, but also change. And another, you know, episodes of the Expert Advantage podcast, we have change management experts that, that speak to this. And it's a competency as consultants that we all should keep in mind and seek that that advice or to fortify our change management skills, because every time there's a new challenge that a client will face, it's essentially a change. Now, I don't want to go too far into the change management realm on this podcast, but you do bring up an interesting point. And it's interesting how so many of the things that you've mentioned so far are directly in line with the body of knowledge, which makes a professional certified management consultant. So thank you for that. Now, switching gears a little bit, which is really important, is to understand who your customers are or who your clients are. So you provided us fantastic, groundwork of who you are and the type of work you do, but who's your typical client, if there's such a thing as a typical client, or the people you most enjoy working with or provide the greatest value for?
In terms of who our clients are, we work in many sectors. We work in agribusiness. We work in tourism and hospitality. We work in technology and innovation, also some manufacturing, retail. So we do work in a lot of sectors, and we work with small businesses to corporations, to not-for-profits and government organizations across all levels of government. So we do, if you are looking at sort of our scope, it is wide-ranging.
But I'll have to jump in and just say, I think our favorite space is with working with entrepreneurs, small and medium-sized businesses are a lot closer to where our hearts and minds are. But yes, we've worked with larger corporations, nonprofits, government agencies, and some market research and strategy development stuff. So,
and I'm just going to expand on that, both of you. That's great insights there. Why is it that entrepreneurs or emerging businesses are your favorite people to work with?
That's a good question.
I think we work with them because we understand them the best, because we've come from that background and we get it. We're just not doing lip service. We've been there. We've done that. We've been to the edge of the cliff. We've fallen off the cliff. We've gotten back up. And we understand with our consulting hat and our coaching hat, we bring that depth and breadth of experience to help those businesses.
And maybe to add to that, SMEs need more help or are looking for larger, the governments and large corporations, they do have a lot of resources, right? They have the means to keep moving ahead. Whereas SMEs don't have as many options and stuff. So we feel there's a stronger need to help them out. And to help them grow and continue to be successful.
Right. Absolutely. And as a fellow consultant, you know, one of the favorite places to interact with clients are those that are coachable and they have known unknowns, meaning that they know what they don't know and they are willing to learn and listen and then develop a skill set from a consultant that can provide objective, unbiased information while at the same time, you know, responding, of course, to the needs of the client. So I really appreciate the fact that you want to work with emerging businesses because that's the lifeblood of our economy and we'll continue to do so as people move forward. So I think that's very commendable. So
another point in there, if I can jump in, is that usually we can see the results or the entrepreneur can both together, the consultant and the business owner can see results rather quickly. So we can see positive things happening rather quickly compared to larger organizations where it might take a while to see change or to see results of the changes. So, you know, so it's that, so that getting that buzz, getting that positivity happening quickly, is really exciting. And it encourages these folks to do more, to try more, gives them more confidence to try and change more, right? Because change is always hard. We resist change. That's just human beings being human beings. So once we see, once together we see some successes, then the door opens up wide open for more learning and more change.
Right. And once, you know, as you mentioned with the analogy, the door opening is that if you allow them to, you know, your clients to see the light and you expand their horizons and perspectives with opening new doors and that type of thing, it just leads to great outcomes for them, which I think is fantastic. So right on the mark, Pierre, absolutely. You know, as we talk about, you know, the sectors you work with and then the type of expertise you provide to these entrepreneurs since 1992, when you founded ClearThink, you know, some of the detailed experiences and then leading this into the great programs that you've created that had great impact in communities and have won you awards that we're going to speak of as well. So maybe if you can just tell the audience here, tell us about, you know, how do you work through the process of working with your clients and what does that look like?
We work with clients in different ways depending on who the client is. Like, for example, you know, working for governments, there's an RFP process. Whereas if you're working for an SME, that's a lot different. That looks a lot different. So we've had to be, I guess, flexible and being able to work the way the client works so we can have a common ground of understanding. So, and I would also say that, you know, on projects, we work to better understand the unique challenges and opportunities for each project. And along with that comes good communication and building trust. I think if you don't have those two factors, you're not going to have a successful project. If you're doing consulting or coaching, you need to have good communication and you need to have trust.
And if I can jump in, I think the trust, the level of trust will impact the level of communication. And the more communication, the more of the sharing both ways from the client to the consultant, as well as the consultant to the client. If we trust each other enough to share what needs to be shared, then we'll end up having some great results. You know, we'll end up having some good outcomes or great outcomes. So really our emphasis or in the process is to really dig deep, you know, not just take at face value what the client tells us as this is my problem and this is what I think my solution is. What do you think? We challenge them. We dig deeper. We just don't talk about that particular area, whatever functional area within their business, if it's marketing or finance or operations. We start talking about all of these other areas, these within the business, which, you know, we call them, there's six functional areas in a business, which is number one is strategy, then it's finance, operation, operations. We need to touch on those, some more than others, but we do talk about those, all six areas, all everything within the about the business to understand and for us to understand and to qualify what the client's telling us, where their pain is. And we're trying to understand, you know, these are the symptoms. They typically talk about symptoms. Well, for us, we need to dig deeper to get to the root causes. And to do that, we need to really do a good full environmental scan of their business, right? So communication and trust is key to that.
100%. And a two-way, right? The client feeling comfortable with the ability to communicate with you as things change and to ask questions. And then yourself, of course, providing the advice, sometimes not always what the client wants to hear, but that's what you're there for, is to identify opportunities going forward. Is that fair?
That's very fair. Like they're paying us to tell them the truth. They might not like it, but I mean, they want to know. And, you know, I'd rather give my client a little bit of pain now than if I don't tell them the bad stuff and let them go and discover it themselves. And maybe the impact would be a lot lot harder. I'd rather give them a little pain now with that kind of truth versus them finding out that truth that could cost them a lot more.
Right. Absolutely. 100%. And then with this, it's a process. And, you know, as you've identified and where I'm leading to here is you've taken this knowledge and this experience, and you've developed quite a dynamic coaching program that takes them through a process. So we can think about and talk about that for a bit, your business coaching program that ClearThink Group has executed in the town of Sylvan Lake, Alberta, and how it was instrumental in supporting local businesses and helped them take the best step forward as they navigated the challenges of the pandemic of COVID-19. You know, in researching this, and congratulations on the award, which we'll talk about in a moment, but just want to learn more about that and why you did this and the steps that you took and perhaps, you know, some of the types of clients you worked with in the process.
Sure. Yeah. Well, the why was basically responding from a request from the town of Sylvan Lake. Their economic development officer reached out and was asking us if we can provide them some assistance in developing. They were thinking about providing a coaching service similar to the program that we developed and delivered to business owners in Fort McMurray after the 2016 wildfires. And so they were, you know, they were asking us about how did that program work. They knew that we worked up in Fort Mac, and they wanted to know, they were thinking this would be a good program, or wondering if it'd be a good program for what, because they were developing their own COVID-19 business resiliency strategy. And so they were exploring different things and services that they could provide to their business community. So we shared with them all the information, the inner workings of the program, so they understood what it was all about and what was delivered and all that sort of good stuff. And, you know, to note that the coaching program did become a key component within their resiliency strategy.
Great. Maybe if you can paint the picture for me a little bit about the town of Sylvan Lake. You know, let's back up a little bit. Fort McMurray, for those, this audience is in, could be all over North America, the world, quite frankly. So some people may be unfamiliar with where the geography of Fort McMurray, Alberta is and the challenges they faced. If you could take us back to where is Fort McMurray and what happened there for those who may be unfamiliar with that, which led you to the first program, and then tell me a little bit about Sylvan Lake and what makes it unique and how you help them as well, if that's fair.
Sure. So Fort McMurray is about, I think, 400, 500 kilometers north of Edmonton, Alberta, and it is the capital, is the oil sands capital of the world, of Canada. So lots of economic activity up there. There's a city. The city of Fort McMurray is nearly 90,000 people. So in the spring, May of 2016, they had a wildfire that started on the outskirts of their city. And the winds and all the environment just pushed the fires right into the city, and very, very quickly. 2,400 buildings were burnt down. Most of them were homes. So they had to evacuate. So that was big news here in Alberta, obviously. In Canada, it was quite scary to see those images on television of those people escaping, driving through a gauntlet of fires, walls of fires. So 90,000 people evacuated. They were out for a month, and they moved back in. And so watching all of this, just felt that we needed to try to do something. So we reached out, Kelly, another good friend and colleague, CNC, Cheryl Lockhart, and myself, we thought, let's reach out and see if there's something we can do, if we can help out with the businesses. Because obviously the people are very stressed, but the business owners too. So it was just big chaos going on. So we reached out to the economic development folks there and offered our help. And the conversation quickly turned around into, okay, we have a lot of businesses that could use your help. How can we make this work? How can we scale it up? So it turned into a bigger project than when we anticipated. And so we put together a program and invited a bunch of our other brothers and sisters, CMCs in Alberta, to participate in providing some coaching services. So we developed the program that was, it was inspired by the MAS, Management Advisory Services program through NRC, the partnership through National Research Council and CMC Canada, which was a bigger program but it wasn't something that quite fit to the need. So we needed to come up with a sort of a different version. And that's what came out of it, as a sort of a short and sweet 12 hours of support from a CMC, with 5 hours of that is face-to-face. Well, it was actually virtual. We didn't have any CMCs in Fort McMurray, so everything was done back in 2016. It was telephone or Skype. There was no Zoom back then. And an interesting fact was that about, I'd say, 10% of the coaching was done via Skype, and 90% was over the telephone. And it was during about a 4 to 6 week duration, and it worked out quite well. And it was actually the highest rated program within all the programs that the community provided to the business owners, based on the feedback that the town or the city received from participating businesses. A few highlights. We worked with 66 businesses within the 10-month period. And they basically delivered, or the coaches delivered, a practical and effective action plan for them to kind of get unstuck and move forward. And it was focusing on one, their major pain point at that time. So out of those six functional areas that we talked about earlier, we needed to narrow that down. What is their main pain point? And let's focus on that, because we're only going to spend a very short time together. So we couldn't work on all the areas in there. We needed just to focus on the one pain point. And it proved to be effective, and it got them unstuck and got them for working forward, being more confident in solving problems. It was free. The governor of Alberta provided some funding to the town for this type of program. A few highlights is we had 21 CMCs in Alberta that participated, 14 of which were coaches. We had 6 matchmakers that were involved in providing matching between the needs of the client with an extensive interview intake process, questionnaire, and so on, as well as matching with the qualifications and the expertise of the CMCs on this roster. I led the project in there as well, and coordinated such. So I have to mention that project won the project of the year in Canada, as well as won a silver award in the Constantinus as well. So it was quite valued by our peers as well. So that was sort of the highlights there about Sylvan Lake. And then that led us to conversations with Sylvan Lake. That's sort of the backgrounder where it all started here, this coaching program.
And this is fantastic. You know, you've demonstrated an excellent example of being able to rally yourself and your other fellow consultants around a cause here. You had the competency to do it, and a cause, and obviously a culture of wanting to help people, in a sense that you could scale it very quickly as well. So quite often, you know, some consulting engagements are very specific and they take a lot of time, which is fine. You know, it takes, you know, all kinds of kinds, as I mentioned earlier. But when you can develop a programmatic approach that you can scale quickly and deploy rapidly, there's certainly a lot of value to that. So maybe, Kelly, if you could tell me a little bit about the value of creating a process and a programmatic approach to consulting rather than an hourly dollars for service type of engagement, and the benefits of having a program or a coaching system as you've created?
Right. We do, as consultants, have an hourly rate. I tend to not like to work in that arrangement very often because you're not really able to uncover and go deep enough. And so that's where we like to work on these projects where we do have a length of time that we get to work with businesses to understand them, understand their business and their goals and what they want to do. And then we can really provide value to help them. And with the coaching program that we're talking about, we are developing a trusting relationship. We are going back and forth over a period of time. There is homework involved where the consultant, the coach is doing a bit of homework, the business owner is doing a bit of homework, and we are trying to reach a goal where we're able to help them with an action plan and help to keep them going with their goals for their company, and oftentimes working in an environment where they are stressed. As small business owners, they have a lot of things on their plate. They have to do a lot of things. And sometimes it's just helpful to talk to somebody who's a professional, and they can just listen to what they're saying and be able to provide them some good advice. Because at the end of the day, small business owners, sometimes they don't really have anyone that they can talk to. They don't want to show that they're vulnerable. You know, you don't want to talk to your employees saying that you're having problems, or you don't want to talk to your spouse. And so this is where we find the coaching hat has really become helpful in getting these business owners unstuck. And that's sort of the clearest way I can say it is, just with so much things going on, it's overwhelming. And how can you get organized when you're being struck with so many things every day? And with this coaching engagement, you know, we're dealing with businesses on a weekly basis is kind of the program we like to do. And we like to get caught up with them. You know, how did you do? What's happening? And then we go on to the next week. And then after a while they say, yeah, I really like this. You're really helping me get organized and really working through my problems and issues.
Fantastic. So based on that and your, you know, the process you follow, and, you know, it is quite impressive and it did win you awards, which is great. What, in your opinion, does success look like to the client based on the services you provide? That's question number one. And the question, second question is, what's success look like to you when you work with a client? Either one of you can answer this question.
I guess success for the client is seeing them smile, seeing them take action, moving on the recommendations. And these recommendations are negotiable. Before we finalize anything with a client, when we're doing a project with them, not necessarily coaching, but any, as well as coaching, is making sure that we're all on the same page, that the client understands what we're recommending, what we're suggesting. And if they don't agree or don't understand, well, then we need to make sure that they do understand. And if they are unsure or don't agree, well, let's explore that. Why? Let's find out why and just clarify and help them along to understand. And maybe there's something that we don't know that will come out, and then that will change our recommendation and suggestions as well, right? So it's a very back and forth type of discussion. And so once they've gone through that and they are ready to take action, and we see them taking action and we see them seeing some successes, then they're smiling. Then they're feeling more confident. They're ready to take another step forward, try something else. And if, you know, and succeed with that, and then try another step, and their confidence just keeps growing and growing. And when they do hit some bottlenecks or some obstacles, they're quite often their level of confidence helps them overcome those, right? And instead of sort of defaulting back to the old ways, they are able to continue battling forward, right? And continue to grow and to thrive.
Yeah, absolutely there is. And seeing them evolve with that, you know, as they go forward, and you bring up a really strong point there, Pierre, is, you know, seeing where they were now in their current state or where they were, when you look back to Fort McMurray 2016, to where they are now. Do you keep in touch with the clients, or you check in with them periodically to see how their businesses are thriving, flourishing at this point after you work with them? Or maybe some of them you're still continuing to engage with. Maybe let the audience and myself know how that is right now.
Yeah, you know, we do. We'd like to try to keep in touch with them. And at times, even though it's difficult during the pandemic, done some traveling to these communities. And for example, Sylvan Lake is nearly a 2-hour drive from our home office. But we do make regular constant trips to visit with them, old clients, new clients, talking to people that are interested in the program and have questions that we can sort of answer and explore together before they sign up. So yeah, there is a relationship with them. Actually, some of them have become friends, as well as some have continued after the program to hire us and hire our team members to help them continue working on their issues and challenges they have, the ones that they worked on or some new ones. So yeah, that might lead out to a shout out to some of our team members. Hey, Kelly?
Yeah, I thought I really would like to give a shout out to our CMCs that have been helping us in the Sylvan Lake and Bentley area. They're all CMCs and they're wonderful people. They have specializations as well. So we have Anne McTaggart. We have Cheryl Lockhart, who's been with us since day one in Fort McMurray. We have Dina Gillies. We have Marty Rubak, Pauline Patnode, and then, of course, Pierre, who's the program leader. And I'm also one of the coaches in the Sylvan Lake program.
Fantastic.
And these teammates of ours are very talented and experienced and bring a lot to the table and cover all the different 6 functional areas of the business. So we've got some HR expertise and some engineering expertise. We do have some accounting, CPA, CA expertise, BCOMs, MBAs. We have FCMCs on here. We have agricultural consultants or designation. So, you know, we've got some really strong and smart and big-hearted people on the team. We're all making a big difference out there.
Absolutely. And, you know, there's no denying that at all. You know, and you're seeing this, and we'll talk about the Constantinus Award in a moment, but one of the key things you bring up there, Kelly and Pierre, is that not any one of us as consultants, and myself as a fellow certified management consultant, can do it alone. And the value of the networks that we get with this designation, you know, case in point is us talking here today and meeting with our audience and that type of thing, is that we provide great value for the client and for one another when we come at it with the lens of helping the client and bringing these different skill sets into it. So just wanted to recognize what you had said there and the fact that the value of the designations, not only in the tools and the ethics and the body of knowledge, but also the tremendous networks that you have. And as you continue to build this program and perhaps build it at scale in other jurisdictions, there's opportunities down the road to work with consultants in different areas, if that's at all possible. What are your thoughts on that?
I think that's definitely a stretch goal for us. I see the need in all communities for this type of thing. And we do have a network of CMCs across Canada, around the world even. And if there are CMCs that, you know, understand the mindset of small businesses, understand their pain, I think definitely there is opportunity in having a community willing to host that as well.
Fantastic. And I think after you know, for myself, learning more about your program now, I'd be glad to recommend it to others. I see the value in it, and particularly since it's award-winning. So if each of you or both of you could tell me about the Constantinus Award, and congratulations once again for that tremendous achievement. Just what the award is and what brought you to the point of being successful in winning the award.
I can start and Pierre can help me out. Well, the Constantinus Award is an international award that's promoted and offered through CMC Global. And this program has been around for a while, I think about 7 years, 10 years now. And we didn't really know much about it. And then we went to a CMC Canada conference in Toronto, and they were talking about this. And we thought, well, that sounds really, really interesting. And we had our Fort McMurray project underway, and we thought, well, let's enter this project in, because we thought it hit all the buttons that they were looking for. So we, through CMC Canada, they helped us with the application form. We had to fill that out online. We submitted it, and then it was reviewed by a panel of judges. Well, all of these submissions were reviewed. I would give a lot of credit to those judges that had to go through that process, because they had to review a lot of applications. And with that, we were awarded with the Silver Constantinus Award. And that was actually springboarding off of Canada did something similar where we won in Canada. And that first year, Canada had submitted three projects to the international competition. And there was two projects that got silver, actually three projects. We swept. The Constantinus Award,
Canada,
in that year, there was three projects from Canada, one gold and two silver. So pretty exciting for Canada, and that really got us excited. And then a few years later, with our coaching program for disasters that came out here that we've been doing in the town of Sylvan Lake, we thought as well, you know, we're delivering things that are of interest to CMC Canada and to Constantinus for these awards. And so we submitted the second project, and we were selected in Canada. And then we went forward to international, and we got a silver. And I think this past year they did one gold and two silvers. So we were one of the silvers that was awarded this recent round.
Fantastic. And congratulations once again. And certainly an honor to have you in our CMC community and to learn from and with you and watch you as you grow as you go along here. So this has been a really great conversation. And before I wrap up, is there anything you'd like to share with the audience on, you shared your journey of CMCs, the program they have, that type of thing. Any advice that you have to anybody that is looking at becoming a certified management consultant, or perhaps already is a consultant that's looking to take their careers or their practice to the next level based on your expertise and your experience?
A couple things I can say about that. If people are looking at getting into consulting, management consulting as a profession, not just as a hobby, I think that you should definitely explore getting your certified management consultant designation. It's a good process. You learn about ethics, you learn about code of conduct, you learn about common body of knowledge, you learn about many foundational pieces about the business of management consulting. So if you are serious about consulting, you might as well, you know, put your money where your mouth is and get the certification, because that shows yourself and the public that you are serious about consulting. If you are already in consulting and looking at continuing on, also CMC is another very good certification to get. And plus it introduces you to the breadth of consultants across Canada.
Yeah, I would say the code of conduct is something to aspire to and to follow. And I think that sets the standard. So I guess, you know, we are a higher level of consulting, if you allow me to say that, and we all follow that high standard. And I think that's really important and key to a successful consultant as well.
Fantastic. Well, this has been a great conversation. Thank you so much, Kelly and Pierre. And if anybody wanted to be in touch with you and learn more about your ClearThink programs or the ClearThink group, what's the best way to get in touch with you?
They can go to our website, which is www.clearthinkinc.com, or they can email us at info@clearthinkinc.com. We're also on LinkedIn. Both of us are.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Or just give us a call, 780-237-6004. That's my cell, so I'll pick it up.
Fantastic. Thank you both so much. This has been wonderful, and look forward to our next episodes on the Expert Advantage CMC-sponsored Management Consulting Podcast. Thank you and have a great day.
Perfect. Thanks, James.
Thank you.